Nolte, Watch Goldbear Admit His Job Is to Tell Us How to Think About the News. By John Nolte on November 12, 2025. For the handful of you still wondering why late night, Gutfeld. Accepted, is failing, I give you the arrogance of fired late night host Stephen Colbert arrogantly admitting his arrogant job is to arrogantly lecture his ignorant audience about how to think about that day's news events. This is really, really something. Why should shows like mine continue to exist? Colbert asked himself rhetorically. We're like your friend who, at the end of the day, paid attention to the news more than you did. And you're aware of it, you just didn't do the detail work we did. And then we curate that back to you at the end of the day. But it's really more about how we feel about it or I, who is the vehicle for that. All those things that might have you feel confused or angry or anxious or happy. As Bleeding Fool points out, this is the second time in a week or so that Late Night has admitted the show is not about entertaining. In her now infamous interview, Jimmy Kimmel's wife and producer, Molly McNerney, admits she not only blacklists her own family but that my husband is out there fighting Donald Trump. Compare all of that to Johnny Carson, the greatest there ever was or will be. Carson boils it down perfectly to that appalling self-important feeling that ruins everything. Kimmel, Fallon, and Colbert might be obnoxiously timely. But Johnny Carson remains timeless. That's why his old Tonight Show episodes rerun endlessly. On some streaming services, Carson has his own channel that runs his entire shows 24/7. Sure, if you're of a certain age, you might not know some of the references. But those shows are still ridiculously entertaining and filled with massive stars desperate to entertain. Colbert, Kimmel, and Fallon turn late night into self-important leftist propaganda. And Colbert's idea that he's merely a friend telling you what to think of what happened that day is a flat-out lie. Colbert, Kimmel, and Fallon are not friends. They are straight-up bullies. At the end of the day they sit at the cool kids' table and perform to delight the rest of the cool kids by yelling at everyone else about how awful and evil and uncaring they are if they don't agree with the virtuous and compassionate cool kids. Granted, Greg Gutfeld is not a classic late-night host in the mold of Carson or a pre-bloated with self-importance David Letterman. But, to his credit, he doesn't pretend to be. He is who he is. It's a roundtable show. Not a show that suckers you with big guests and big musical acts. Also, Gutfeld is not only presenting an alternative voice to late night. He has never hidden like a coward behind the shield of objectivity. And just so no one thinks I'm biased, I would defend Bill Maher's HBO show in the same way. Also, Bill Maher and Greg Gutfeld are true comedians looking for laughs, while Jimmy, and Stephen seek only applause from their tribe. And that's all the difference. Colbert didn't lose his job because he hates Trump. He lost his job because he sucks so hard and is so unappealing. His show loses $50 million per year. Jimmy, Stephen, and Jon Stewart have nothing but arrogant contempt for us and it shows every time they open their fat, fabulously rich, elite mouths. Carson respected his audience, and when it came to delivering for us, he had a compassionate humility that served him in America well for 30 years. He saw his job as that of a true friend, a friend who understood that at the end of a hard-earned day, we didn't want a lecture. Rather, we wanted to relax and laugh and forget about all the BS. There was no us v. them with Johnny Carson. No one was shamed or attacked. Instead, Carson wrapped his arm over our shoulder and said, "Crazy world, huh? Well, what do you say we forget about it for an hour? We got Raquel Welch, Kirk Douglas, and Harry Belafonte tonight. And this new comedian named Robin Williams. Put your feet up, friend. I'll take it from here." John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.